There's the science of nanotechnology, then there's the science fiction. The science promises things like less invasive cancer surgery, stronger metal, and better golf balls. But science fiction, like Michael Crichton's book Prey, speculate what could happen if science goes amok. UW toxicologist Bob Moore says nanotechnology holds promise if used correctly.
Here we have a class of materials that have radically different properties than the things that people normally use. That's why they're so exciting. That's why they have so much potential.
But Moore says those unique characteristics of nanoparticles are also what could possibly make them harmful to the environment or people's health. He says current government regulations are outdated for dealing with such a new technology and that testing has been limited. A chemistry professor at the UW-Madison disagrees. Bob Hamer says tests are ongoing, and government agencies like the National Institutes of Health are trying to find out if nanotechnology has potentially adverse health implications.
So I actually feel pretty good that there is a lot of attention being paid to it.
Hamers is a lead researcher in nanotechnology at the UW-Madison, one of 15 such centers around the country. He says most of the current nanotechnology research is done at universities, and so lab results can be scrutinized by the public and other scientists. Corporations are also doing research. That information, however, can only be accessed by government officials. But Hamer says corporate studies should not be discredited. He says company officials care about making a product that's safe, even if, as critics contend, it's only to protect their reputation and the bottom line.
Because the industries don't want another asbestos debacle. They don't want to go down the road of putting a lot of money into the development of these materials and then only later to find out that they have some kind of health hazards with them.
Despite all the talk about possible health concerns, the health field is likely to be where nanotechnology takes its first firm foothold. Right now, there's research on improving medical treatments for cancer. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.